Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it is 9:10 on ESPN 97.5 or ESPN 97.9 HD2. Let's go. Get there, and you can listen to the show very easily, or just download the app, and you can listen with your AirPods, or you can listen through your Bluetooth on your car. 713-780-3776. I'm sorry, we missed. We had so much going on, AJ. We had a guy who said that he actually had a snake come through the toilet.
Yeah, but he hung up.
Yeah, no, he hung up because it was a while ago. I missed it. I saw your text late. You got to be kidding me. That is I talked about that. You should never go to Australia. No one should go there because snakes come up through the toilets there. And that is like.
Is this a real thing? Snakes coming up through the toilet?
Yes. It's a real thing.
I don't feel like it's real.
No.
I feel like it's just one of those things that you're scared of, like being tipped over in a porta potty.
No, I've seen. I mean, you don't think that there are snakes in the sewers? Oh, we're riding the subway last night, went to the New Jersey Devils game. They lost again, unfortunately, didn't score 3-0. And I went with Tad Brown, who's wonderful, for those of you who knew him when he was with the Rockets. He's with the he's with the Devils now and the 76ers and the Commanders, and he's building stadiums. He's a big cheese over here. Anyway, we're coming back on the subway, and there's rats on the track. It's real. And the train came, and I think one of them got squished by it. But snakes come up through the toilet. And Chris said he experienced this. I hope it wasn't in America, because if that happens in America, I'm leaving. I'm not leaving because of anything else.
Snake toilets.
Snakes through the toilet. Okay. That's it. And I'm out. We haven't talked about this in a while, but the University of Houston signed the number one recruit in at least one instance. They have the number one recruit in the country. He's got number one quarterback in the country in others. He's one of the highest rated players that the Cougs have ever recruited, if not the highest, Keyshawn Henderson. Willie Fritz wasn't on with us this week because he was busy making sure nobody stole Keyshawn Henderson from him. He didn't. Keyshawn said he was coming to the University of Houston. Keyshawn came to the University of Houston, and Willie Fritz had this to say about Keyshawn Henderson.
You know, he's the number one overall recruit in one publication. He's the number one quarterback in, I think, almost all the publications. You know, a lot of people, you know, very, very interested in him. We were really one of the first schools that offered him, you know, a year ago last summer. We just, you know, looked at his film and identified him as a quarterback. And We're so excited to have Keyshawn and his family join us. A great young man, represents all the things that we want in a student athlete here at the University of Houston. And something else, too, I believe out of these 17 guys, I think 13 of them are going to be coming in early. They're graduating early, and we'll be here at the University of Houston in January with Keyshawn being one of those guys. So we're very, very proud of the fact that, you know, we had him, you know, for a long period of time, stayed loyal to us. You know, and we're just excited. I think he's a big time football player, and we're excited about his future here in the quarterback room. And, you know, and I mentioned all those people who did a great job with all the different people. I also want to, you know, give kudos to Sean Bell, our quarterback coach. I think those two developed a really close relationship, and I think that certainly helped in our pursuit and of Keyshawn, and, you know, great relationships with his mom, his sister, his grandpa, everybody.
All right, Willie Fritz. Connor Wegman's got more. He can play still, right?
Oh, I don't think because I'm not talking about him in draft stuff, so he's got to be.
No, it's eligibility. I don't.
He's a junior.
What is that? I wonder what this means.
Portal.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, he's gonna go get paid somewhere. He had a good year. He'll go get paid, and he'll get out of the way of the five star.
But one of the greatest athletes of all time, Arch Manning, he sat for 2 years.
How much did he get paid?
Well, I don't know what, and I don't know what Keyshawn's getting paid. I have no idea, but I would imagine that there's some money involved in this. You know, if Arch can
get a Lambo,
does he wear
Vuori shorts?
Does
he have Warby Parker glasses that he wears like Arch?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Those are all marketing deals that Arch had.
Yep. Those are all marketing deals.
You got them girls at Houston like in Texas? I was saying.
There's
some advantages in Austin.
The
numbers are lower. The numbers are lower, and they drive away from campus sometime.
But you're in Austin versus Houston. Houston wins.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Well,
if you're looking for a bunch of college girls in close proximity at all times,
are you trying to get Keyshawn out of here?
I wouldn't compare Arch to Keyshawn. Their situations are vastly different.
We're talking top quarterbacks in the class, okay? And Keyshawn is loyal. If Arch was loyal, he'd have gone to Tulane.
He's been pretty loyal. Well, he's been pretty loyal to Texas. Last I checked, if he was loyal, he'd go to Ole Miss.
Tulane. He grew up in New Orleans.
No one in his family went to Tulane. He ain't got no
Keyshawn
ties to Tulane.
Keyshawn grew up in Houston, and guess where he's going?
He ain't got no ties to Tulane. He didn't cheer for Tulane.
Know that?
Yeah, I do. He cheered for Ole Miss.
No.
I've seen him in his little Ole Miss stuff.
You saw him in his Ole Miss outfit.
Yeah, when he was a kid.
For Grandpa?
You don't think I saw pictures of stuff? Yeah, and his Uncle Eli.
What about Tennessee?
I can't tell you about that. Man, screw Arch Manning. I'm tired of him. He's out of the playoffs. Beat it.
Well,
we're done with Arch Manning talk. He's done. We'll see you at some time in like December 27th. We'll see you then.
You think that Arch is just done.
I'll see you December 27th. There's no reason to talk about Arch anymore. We talked about Arch a lot. He was our Shador. I'm done with Arch talk. I'll see you at the Culligan Bowl or wherever, and then we'll move on until next year, and we'll talk about you next year.
Yeah, how about that? After the playoff bowls, there's really, I don't know. I don't know. What is there? Who will Texas play? Probably Miami. You know, that might be something. They're the two.
I don't really care about those bowl games anymore. I'll be honest with you. I don't look into them. I don't care about them. They don't matter to me. There's a bunch of opt-outs. There'll be guys at Texas who opt out who don't play in that game. Be guys at Miami who opt out for the draft. I don't care. Don't even play the bowl games anymore. I don't even care about watching them most of the time.
Well, we care because we have got and we want you to go to our website, ESPN.
Oh, yeah, I have to care this year. That's right.
That's right. because we got a pick'em contest that's going to go on, brought to you by the Golden Nugget. And if you pick more games correctly, the bowls correctly, then you could win a weekend stay and cash from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. So we care about the bowl season here. And we care about the Golden Nugget. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles is fantastic. For me, we're going to be there, as a matter of fact. Lance and I are both going to be doing the shows there, 15th and 16th. I think that little ball of hate's coming, too. I'm pretty sure.
He is. He's going to engineer and stay in his room.
Yeah, and stay in his room and not be social like we are. Here's the deal. You're looking for great fun just 2 hours down the road, as opposed to fly into Vegas, which is going to be, I don't know, 10, 20 times more expensive. I have no idea. But yeah, 20 times more expensive than just using $20 in gas there and back. Okay? Just 2 hours down the road. Then you're there in 2 hours as opposed to the 7 hours it takes you to get your hotel in Las Vegas. And you got the same. You got the sports book. You got the casino. You got the beautiful hotel. You got all the restaurants. You got nightclub. You got everything you could possibly need at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And it's so much easier. You can pile in the car, go there for the day, stay for a night, stay two, stay a week, whatever the case may be, however you want it, you got it, and it's right there. Golden Nugget Lake Charles at GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservation, and make sure you make your reservation for the DraftKings Sportsbook, otherwise you're not going to get in to watch all the football. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of talk these days about Giannis and whether or not he stays in Milwaukee. He's not happy with their losing. They won last night. He played 3 minutes. He scored 2 points and got hurt. Left the game. And they went on to win without him over the Detroit Pistons, who's been one of the best teams in the league. And the Bucks beat him without Giannis for the most part. Scored 35 in the fourth. There was a lot of talk about Giannis to the Rockets. I don't think this could have worked out better.
Probably not. No, probably not. You would have lost.
What you gave up for Durant.
You might have lost. Honestly, you might have lost Alpi.
Yeah.
And Eason.
And Eason or
and draft picks, by the way. No, Amen was untouchable. And well, it's why it was never going to work. I mean, it wasn't going to go down. They wanted too much. Rafael Stone said, yeah, we're good. We'll run it back, but with Kevin Durant.
Yeah. And look what we gave up. I mean, night and day, what you would have had to give up, this team would not be, with Giannis, would not be as good as it is. Just wouldn't. You'd probably still have Jalen. And, you know, you would have lost Fred already. I mean, this is, thank goodness that didn't happen. We talked a lot about that last year. About, you know, the possibility, would you? I was never, I don't know, I was never like, yeah, we got to have Giannis. Not for everything that you had. You basically would have just broken up this team. So it looks like that. I've heard the Knicks. There's you know, rumors out there, possibly the Knicks.
Yeah, but they've started contract negotiations with him. The Bucks have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how hard is that? How long does that last? I'd like the max deal. Okay.
Well, I don't think that's it. I think what they're talking about is that, you know, he's unhappy with the losing and might want out.
Yeah, the conversation could be about what is the plan for the future. Because it's just a supermax deal, and that's all there is. It really doesn't require an agent. It doesn't require anything.
No.
It's just give me my money. We will. We will give you the most money we possibly can. Good. That's what I was expecting. But you're right. It's probably more, can I win another championship here? Can I compete for a championship here? I think the answer is no, unless they're completely rebuilt.
Yep.
Their roster's just not good enough now.
No, it's just not.
But it gets way worse if you move on from Giannis. Like, Everyone only looks at the player side nowadays, but the fans, if you're in Milwaukee, you're way worse if you trade Giannis. Whoever you're going to get probably isn't going to equal Giannis.
Yeah. You know, that's funny because I talked to – so we get asked a lot about the possibility of hockey coming to Houston. I was at the Devils games Monday night and last night, and I got to sit with Tad, who runs the organization. And I asked him, I said, what about hockey in Houston? And he said, not going to work. He said, if you make a smiling face from San Francisco all the way up to Washington and you make that smile on the map of America, that's, you look at all of the teams along that smile, and none of them are making money. They're all losing money. Even like Florida and Tampa are great teams. Florida's not a great state for hockey. It's just not. They you know, they do well enough when they win the title, when they go through the playoffs, and all of that stuff. But the income all comes from attendance, suites, and signage at the games. Their television contract is not good. It's getting better, but it's just not good. And there's no real great revenue streams for hockey. So when you're not good, like when the Stars got to Dallas, it was awesome. Everybody jumped on board. And then when they sucked, they were dropping $30 million a year. I mean, so for some people, like when you have the building, so you get the concerts to go along with it, you can make up a lot of that. But Tillman's already got that. Tillman's already got the building. He's already got the concerts. You know, so to bring in an NHL team, it's just going to be a drag. Houston is got to adapt to hockey, which it's never had before. I mean, the odds of it making it in Houston are probably slim and none, unless you're good every year.
Did Tad really change your vantage point on that? I've never been a hockey makes it in Houston person, but not because I didn't really know anything about the finances. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did from a general sense, but the NHL's had a little better TV deals recently. Like, things have turned upwards a little bit from TV deal standpoint the last 3 years or so. But I just never felt like – I always felt like Houston is just too wishy-washy when a team is not good.
Yeah.
They supported the Comets like crazy early on.
Yeah. And that's the problem with hockey is that – that if you had a television deal like NBA, or you can afford to not have all these things. Look at the money that they pay in Washington or in Minnesota, or you know, where they don't have, you know, it's not big market, and it's not, you know, and attendance is lacking. They're still okay. Sacramento is still okay because of their TV deal. You don't have that. You don't have that cushion in hockey. So it's all about, you know, getting people out to the arena. And if you're not any good, they're not going to come, especially in the South. The North, like in Canada, he said, in Canada, you're printing money because they are so loyal. It doesn't matter how bad you are.
It's their NFL.
It's their NFL.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it can't be. Yeah, it's not. Not only is it not our NFL, I think you're relying on a lot of transient or transplants, I should say, Houstonians who pick up where they left off with that sport. Where they came from, it's going to be hard to get people into it for Houston. But from a financial standpoint, I had no idea.
You're saying it's going to be hard with all the trans people.
Transplants.
Transplants.
The NFL could be listening.
Can you call people transplants now?
Yes.
Or is that?
You know, we never really do
people
as much.
Of moving. Do you have to call them people of moving?
Somebody has created an alternate term
for
people who transplant because they don't want. They don't want to hurt their feelings, even though no one's feelings are hurt. So they come up with new alternate language.
Yeah, you can't be.
This person is homeless. They're not homeless. They're unhoused.
Unstaying. They're unstaying people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
They're moving.
They're moving. People of movement.
They're just move-in people. That's all.
Right. They're not
just
trans.
Move in.
They're not transplants.
They're not
Lance.
Transplants.
You're being insensitive.
No. They're just move-in people.
Right. All right, John Chill next to tell us who people are betting on. We'll do that on the other side. And John Chill and I have enjoyed a few Coors Lights together, okay? Together, apart, it doesn't matter. Coors Light is the beer of choice. Coors Light is the beer of the holiday season, okay? I've already started my holiday season. I actually started it in the summer or even before then. I never really stopped my holiday season, if you want to know the truth. And here's the deal. If you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, I'm going to try to get up to Damaris tonight to watch the games. And if I'm up there, I'll buy you Coors Light. Come up and hang and watch some football tonight, watch the Cowboys and Lions game, and we'll enjoy a few cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. If you're looking for the best way to enjoy whatever game you're not at, whatever game you're at, wherever you are, if there's a game on, if there's not a game on, it's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Why would you not be refreshed? Look, you're looking for the best way this holiday season to enjoy life in general. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, let's find out where's the money. Because that's where you find out which way you go. John Chill from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, where we love to go. We're going to be there, John, the 15th and 16th, so be ready. Be ready to drink some Coors Lights with us, all right?
I'll make sure I'll get a good night's sleep the night before, John.
Yeah, you better sleep Sunday the 14th because we're coming the 15th.
I'll have a curfew.
Or you meet me on the 14th that night.
That's right.
All right, so we got the championship games. We got a great NFL slate. But let's start with the Texans and where the money is going. The Chiefs with some injuries up front on the offensive line, 3.5. And 42, which way's the money going?
Yeah, we're seeing some Texans money, over 65% going to Texans, getting the 3.5, and then a lot of under, almost 85% at 41.5, taking the under in that game. Interesting game. I mean, you know, until the Chiefs, until you defeat the King. But I like the Texans. They're getting stronger each week right now. And you're starting to see that here, you know, as far as where the money's going and going forward there, and then the under as well. I think that defense is just getting better each week. They were good starting out, and you know, they're really coming along now. So I think that's why people are liking the under at 41.5.
Where's this Cowboys money tonight?
Cowboys, that's basically 50-50.
It is.
You know, and then a lot of people are betting the over, some little stats. The Lions are 26-13-1 against the spread at home since 2021. And then Dak starting against winning teams, he's 19-36 against the spread. The only issue, Detroit and injuries. I think that with LaPorta out, I think Armand St. Brown, they haven't announced it, but I can't see him playing tonight. And then I think they got four linemen that are banged up as well. So you wanted to, you know, Detroit at home Thursday night, but it's tough with all those injuries to overcome, I think. So I think, you know, Dallas got a real shot here tonight and make a run, and it's a big game. I think either one loses, they could be out of the playoffs, you know, going forward. So big game tonight there. Some other big matchups. This one's, as Atlanta's getting above almost 85% against Seattle at +7, which is interesting. Seattle's just been laying low all season, but I you know, they're one of the stronger teams this year.
Well,
so
Sam Darnold,
that's a big
hurt,
one. Yeah, Sam, I mean, Darnold, but I think
being,
defense,
being hurt, banged up is a real problem for them. So that is. Yeah. What about your Steelers and Ravens?
Oh boy, the Steelers. That's 50-50. Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, we do play Baltimore. You know, good at Baltimore, but I think after last week and what we saw there at the stadium, it's going to be tough to rebound after that game. That was probably the quietest I've ever been in a while as a Steeler fan. It was beyond yelling after what I saw the second half there. But some other big ones, people are starting to run on Cincinnati. They're at 80% right now, too, against Buffalo, +5.5. So, you know, I think with Burrow back and, you know, they got a shot to win that division. I mean, if they went out and we'll see what, you know, see what we do here against the Ravens and going forward there. So those are kind of the big ones there as far as matchups. Another big one doesn't have any implications. Over 80% on Miami minus 2.5 against the Jets as well. So
what do you got on the Colts and Jaguars?
The Colts, basically it's 50-50. Yeah, that's I thought there'd be more money on the Colts, but the handle's basically 50-50 right now.
I kind of like the Jags. I like the Jags in that one.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. Huge money on the under at 47.5, which is interesting there. But I kind of like the Jags there as well. Bears and Packers, people riding the Bears over 70% there.
Really?
I kind of like the Packers on that one. I kind of like Green Bay at home minus 6.5. But, yeah.
I think that might be too many points. I think the Bears have been playing everybody close and winning. You know, I think the Packers probably win, but it's going to be a close game. I think I might take the Bears, but holy crap, that's a lot of people jumping on the Bears bandwagon. Holy crap. In Green Bay. Yeah.
I like them. I like going back to my teasers. I like Green Bay and Houston get 9.5 if I had to play a teaser. Green Bay is a pick 'em, get them down to a half, and then Texans at 3 or at 9.5 there. But those are my big teaser plays. Eagles are getting some love on Monday night too, 70%. We'll see. It was interesting. I was just seeing about, you know, Jalen with Hurts and the offense and what's going there. And I think his average of releasing the ball is 2.9 seconds, which is crazy. So I know they're struggling on offense and getting that ball downfield. But Philly will find a way, I think, to turn around against the Chargers. I like them at minus 3 as well. So college football, big week here. I got a ticket with Miami making the playoffs. I took that last week, so I'm rooting for Texas Tech. Big time to blow out BYU to have any chance in that to get Miami in the playoffs. But BYU's seen a lot of money there, over 70%. You know, they got a lot to play for, getting 12.5. But I think Texas Tech is just well-rounded this year. And so it'll be interesting if Texas Tech shows up. I know they're in, so we'll see how these – yeah, it's a lot of points. Yep. So the other one, my Buckeyes minus 4, they're getting over 80%. With that game, I think no one can score on Ohio State more than, you know, and I think Ohio State's still sitting back on their offense a little bit. So I could see why 80% of the money's on Ohio State minus 4. Georgia, Alabama. Go ahead, John.
Sorry. Remember last year, Indiana wasn't ready for that game. Remember they had the punt snap or the punter dropped the ball and they had, you know, and then another punt return, if I remember correct. Indiana just wasn't ready for that game. I think Indiana's ready for the game this year, though. I think Indiana's going to be a lot tougher on Ohio State. But you're probably right. It's probably what's the under over? What's the under?
The over-under is 47.5. Yeah, and they're – a lot of people are taking the over in that game as well.
Taking the over? So I kind of like the under.
Yeah.
I kind of like both teams playing tough defensively.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's going to be lower scoring than that. I kind of like the under there. And then the one I like for college is, you know, December is when you bet the Dakotas, and I like North Dakota State minus 23.5. I think they're averaging 48 points and only given up 10 or 11 points in the last four games. So North Dakota State is my big play for Saturday against Illinois State minus 23.5.
That's their – you're right. Bet the Dakotas. Bet the Dakotas in December. There's no question.
Bet Dakotas in December, yep. And then make your Christmas presents easier. So, but other than that, we got that. We got UFC coming up. We got Merib versus Yon. A lot of money on Merib. He actually opened up at minus 260. He's up to minus 410 right now. So a lot of money on Merib to win that. They fought before. Yon was saying he was injured, but Merib just total dominated that fight. He had 11 takedowns, and he's getting better each fight since then. So I kind of like a parlay. Merib to win by submission and over 1.5 rounds is 9-1. odds there. And then you got another flyweight Pantoja versus Vaughn. I'm going dog here, John. I'm going Vaughn's just, he's younger. You know, he is fighting a better opponent, but I think his striking power, he might get lucky here in the early rounds at plus 220 right now. So I like Vaughn there. So other than that, we still got NBA. We got hockey out there. That's starting to heat up a little bit. So it'll be another good weekend here at the Nugget.
Another great weekend at the Golden Nugget Lake, Charles, as always. And that's good stuff, John. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservations. If you want to watch all these games in the sports book, you better make a reservation because you ain't getting in, okay? GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com. That's John. John Chill, every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks. See you guys.
All right. There is John Chill talking a little. What's going on in the betting world? Lance, you got to talk a little bit about what's going on at Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah, the jewelry world is going to be really big this Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday, the 5th and 6th. They've got an event for watches that's unlike anything they've had all year long, and you have an opportunity to come experience it for yourself. Now, while you are there, you're going to notice it's always a big time. Whenever they have big events and trunk sales, it's a really big deal. But besides just that, you can shop for small things. Maybe you've got a daughter that you want to get her first earrings because, you know, she's getting her ears pierced. That's very specific, but that could be happening. You might have a 5-year wedding anniversary. You're looking for a present. You may have a 30-year wedding anniversary. You're looking for a present for. Maybe it's just something for Christmas. You want to get a really beautiful bracelet or ring for your special someone. They've got it all at Zadig Jewelers. It doesn't matter what you're looking for. They can guide you in the right direction to help you find the perfect precious metal, the perfect gemstone, the perfect style that is really hot and trendy, if that's what you're looking for, or something that's classic that is going to, you know, be foundational for the entire time that she has that jewelry. They can find it all for you. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. They'll work with your budget, and they'll get something that's going to make her absolutely go crazy for the gift that you give her. If she's special to you and you want to do something special for her, the stop at Zadig is absolutely a must. It's ZADOK.com, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, Zadig Jewelers.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You announcer?
The Del Olalea Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I don't get it. Okay. I just don't get it. There was a massage parlor in Michigan where there was a sign in the massage parlor that said, warning, no sexual.
No sexual what?
That's all it said. Huh. Warning, no sexual.
Okay.
And yet, police didn't believe it. And cracked down on the prostitution ring that was in there. When, in fact, they could have read the sign that said, warning, no sexual.
Well, they cracked down on it, so did they find it there, or did they?
Yes, they arrested a bunch of prostitutes there. But listen, they don't believe when there's a sign that says no sexual?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, though. That didn't seem like that's a sentence that was finished.
I think it was probably someone that doesn't speak the language all that well.
Or they wanted to just keep it real vague. Plausible deniability.
Well, right, no. They wanted oh, no, look.
No sexual
The sign
what?
Says no sexual here. Why are you here? You don't believe us? I mean, the police being suspicious like that is really terrible. Yeah. It's terrible for, you know, prostitution rings.
Yeah.
All right. Here's
well,
a strange
it hurts.
Story.
Yeah, it hurts.
Here's a strange story. The HR director at the French Cultural Ministry was arrested for allegedly drugging over 200 female applicants to make them urinate during interviews. So while they were
sitting, now this is news of the weird.
This is weird.
A prostitution ring getting busted is just like, yeah, that happens all the time.
Well, I've never not when there's heard... a sign that says no sexual.
Oh, sure it does. What I'm curious about, though, this one, I've never heard anything quite like this.
So apparently,
explain this again now. Explain me this.
Apparently, he offers them a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And
it's a job interview.
During an interview. And slips a diuretic in it.
Yeah.
And then he says, okay, we're going to go for a walk on the interview. This happened 200 times. They go for a walk on an interview. He goes further and further away from bathrooms. And they have to go so bad that they have to stop and go on the street or wet themselves. I don't know. They either wet themselves or they...
What kind or they, of fetish am I dealing with?
Well,
here?
They said apparently it is about him dominating them. It's not a sexual thing, but it's a dominance thing that he had a real fetish for.
Oh.
And he did this like 200 times. And women had uncontrollable kidney problem and had to squat in the street where he said, oh, I'll cover you up. I will help you here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a great guy.
No, good dude. I assume he was arrested.
Yeah, he was arrested.
Yeah,
he'll do some jail time.
I assume we don't get to this point of News of the Weird unless there is an arrest made.
Yeah, there's an arrest. A 91-year-old man in Japan...
Made people pee?
...was urinating on the street.
A lot of times, AJ, he'll have themes on these. You'll find that out.
Yes, this is a urination.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so apparently he was urinating on the street when he stopped by a cops. He threatened them. Okay, two things here. You're 91 years old. You should be able to pee wherever you want. And you should be able to say whatever you want to anyone,
okay,
including
police.
In Japan, police.
They don't even have trash cans. You're expected to carry your trash with you until you get inside somewhere where you can throw it away. They don't even have trash cans on the streets. You think they're going to let you go Mardi Gras on their streets?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're 91, you can pee wherever you want.
Well, that's what most 91-year-olds believe.
91s.
And
you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Most 91-year-olds will do that regardless.
Right, and he did. He peed, and he threatened the cops.
You're not 91, and you'll do both those things as well.
That's exactly my point. It should start somewhere around 55. And then go from there.
In our country, it does.
Yeah, you should be able to say whatever you want, and you should be
able
to pee.
Actually, I'm watching videos where it's happening when kids are 9. So, a lot of people in our country believe you should do that anytime you want. At any age, you just say whatever you want.
Just say whatever you want.
To whoever.
Yeah. No. That's what we do.
Teachers, parents, cops,
right.
Whatever. The whole nine yards.
Exactly. All right. We're done. You're off tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll be at East River 9. Glenn Davis will be there from 11 until 3 explaining the World Cup draw. And telling you who's coming to Houston.
I think Joe George is with him, actually, on that show.
Yeah,
Joe's right there. Joe's going to be they call him Soccer Joe.
Soccer Joe?
I don't know if you know that or not. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. He didn't know that either until just now when he was in the other room and I told him.
Well, you
did. I asked
him,
I said, I didn't know. Are you a soccer guy? He goes, no. Okay.
All right, and you're going to do – he's going to do 4 hours with Glenn Davis?
He's not going to fool Glenn Davis. I can promise you that.
No, Glenn Davis is going to know. He'll be exposed right away.
Yeah, you're going to be exposed. Glenn Davis is not going to put up with your shenanigans, Joe.
No. All right, we're done. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. If you can get over to East River 9, Raheel and I will be there tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk right now about Robin. And listen, it just doesn't get any better than Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is the best in powder coating. What is it that you want to save? What metal do you have? Is it your car? Is it a wheel well? Is it any boat part? Is it the anchor? Is it the ladder? whatever it is, as opposed to buying something new where the metal isn't nearly as good. And especially anchors, how much are those cost? Well, if they're all corroded, and if you've got rust that's starting to build up, I mean, Houston Powder Coaters can save you, okay? They can save that and save the expense of buying something new, especially a big product like an anchor or something like that. So if it's that, if it's patio furniture, if it's pool furniture, if you've got a public pool, if you're in charge of a public pool and you need to get that stuff looking nice, now is the time to do it, because they got plenty of time to get it done before everybody's going to be coming out and swimming. But if you're somebody that needs this by Christmas, let's move now. You got to get it in, probably expedited, so it might be a little bit more. But if you want to get it done before the family's coming over, better hurry. Go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.